Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
The first night home game of the 2021 season. The Giants and the hard-charging Cincinnati Reds, who got cooled off yesterday in Arizona. But prior to that, they've been averaging about 9 runs per game in the early part of the season. I'm John Miller with Giants manager Gabe Kapler, and Cap, first off, it's Aaron Sanchez up against this Reds lineup. And now the Giants faced the San Diego Padre lineup, which is a pretty high-powered lineup, and your pitching did awfully well. What about the challenge of this Reds lineup that not only is high-powered, but I mean, they've been hot?
In the early stages of the season, John, they've been among the best offenses in baseball. And it's really no surprise. They have guys with long track records of success, from the top through the middle of their lineup. Castellanos has been awesome so far this year. Suarez is off to a good start. Moustakas, Senzel, they've all been great. And in the middle of the lineup, it's a difficult group to get through because they'll also grind you out. So it's going to be important that our pitchers, and in particular Sanchez, trust his stuff and, you know, kind of push the pace and pound the zone and know the plan. And this is something that Sanchez is a bit well aware of. His sinker and his curveball will both be great weapons against the Cincinnati lineup.
Now, the Reds, for a long, long time, when you think of the Reds, you would always think of the name Joey Votto. He's been a great hitter, a perennial all-star for many years, but he has not been the same the last 2 or 3 seasons. But some of those other guys that you bring up, especially Castellanos, Winker, and the guy who's not even in the lineup tonight, tied for the league lead in home runs, Tyler Naquin, they've been guys who have really been doing a lot of damage early on.
They have. And, I just got to be honest here, John. I'll never forget that Joey Votto is sitting in the middle of their lineup. It's not one of those things that you're like, he hasn't been as good the last couple of years. He's still a dangerous asset for the Reds. Still knows how to work a high quality at bat, is always going to have a plan, a good understanding of what the opposing pitcher is going to do. So all of the players that you mentioned and Votto are all dangerous.
Now, Wade Miley is the pitcher for Cincinnati, and he's been around a long time. What can you tell us about him?
Well, he works fast. We always talk about on our side pushing the pace. So this is something that Miley has done well throughout his career. So we're going to need to ensure that if we need a little time, we ask for it. That'll be a key to our success. He's also got the cutter, sinker, four-seamer combination. I think the curveball historically in his career has been a nice weapon. I don't know how much he's going to go to it today, but it is something that he has in his back pocket to limit damage. A pitch that our guys need to be aware of. He's a veteran guy. He's going to know how to navigate the situation. The moment's not going to be too big for him at any given time during the game. So we've got our work cut out for us, both on offense and on the mound.
Now, I have a feeling that you feel like maybe you have a better shot if you got a lot of right-handed hitters in there, since the first 7 guys in the lineup all bat right-handed. Crawford's the only lefty you've got in there today.
Great point. Miley has done a nice job in his career of limiting damage from left-handed hitters. So despite the fact that Belt has a little bit of a track record, and we feel really confident with all of the left-handed hitters that we have on the bench in being good weapons, we went with an all right lineup, and Crawford being the lone guy who's stuck in our lineup at shortstop in large part because Sanchez is a ground ball guy for us, or at least he has been thus far. We expect that might continue, and we want to have a good season bet at shortstop and Craw's the guy. And in addition, I always have confidence in Craw to come up in a big moment and put a good swing on the baseball. And as we've seen on two different occasions this year, two of the biggest hits we've gotten have come off the bat of Brandon Crawford.
Giants and the Reds, the first of a three-game series. More Cap right after this. Now more Cap with the skipper of the Giants. Cap, the Giants' bullpen has been excellent, especially at the end of games, and Tyler Rogers and Jake McGee have been particularly effective. What is the situation with the bullpen now? How do you view the overall bullpen at the moment?
We like that we've been able to set up some comfort for both of those guys at the end of the game. So that's gone well. With that, McGee and Rogers have both pitched an awful lot so far this season. So we just have to be cognizant while we're going to lean on them. I don't think we want to overdo it this early in the season. So some other guys are going to have to step up.
On the other hand, with the injury of Maranta, the Giants only have two right-handers in the bullpen now.
Now that he's on the IL, we're down to just Whistler and Rogers. Now, Whistler isn't off to his best start. I think he'd tell you that. At the same time, he was pretty good last year for the Twins. He was able to strike with that slider and induce weak contact. He had a one ERA or something similar. And I know it was kind of a shorter season, but it was still a pretty impressive overall performance for Whistler. So at some point we're going to have to get him back in the groove and feeling confident so he can take down important moments for us as well. With that, I think it's notable that we can depend on Peralta, Berger, Alvarez, and Garcia to go through left and right. And the reason I feel confident in particular with Alvarez, Garcia, and Peralta is because they have that changeup as an equalizer. Now, it's no guarantee of success, but it certainly makes you a little bit more comfortable when you're going through righties like Suarez, Senzel, and India, that you have some lefties that can kind of neutralize the strengths of those hitters.
All right, so here we go. Giants-Reds, game one of the series, and that's the Gabe Kapler Show for today.
Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.